Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. The Kroger cut, by the ruler, gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef by the ruler removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger-cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It's been just a week since Barry Carlton shocked Penny with the news that because of insanity in his family, he felt that he'd be doing her an injustice if he married her. Her heart broken and her dream shattered, Penny, however, has refused to give up hope for a future with the man she loves. She says to her invalid foster father, Jed,
"You're probably wondering why I'm taking this the way I am, aren't you, Jed?"
"You're taking it the way I expected you to, Penny. A few tears, a few bad moments, periods of depression when you think too much. But in general, a rather stoic attitude. You're being adult about it. And you know why? Because you haven't given up hope, that is, so far."
"You think I will give up hope?"
"I hope not. But hope's an unsatisfactory thing to hang a life on. Hope's too flimsy. Hope can fade."
"No, sir, I'm not going to give up hoping, Jed. Why should I? Barry seems perfectly normal. So far, only one doctor's told him that it'd be unwise for him to marry. He'll see other doctors, and I have faith that those other doctors will tell him it's perfectly all right."
"Yes, but, child, what if they don't?"
"Well, I'm not even going to think about that."
"Well, that's smart in a way, foolish in others. You're basing your future on hope against hope, on a dream that has only the slimmest chance of coming true. You're not facing the future with facts, only with wishes."
"If all I have is a wish for the future, then you don't know what that wish is. And if a wish is a flimsy thing, then my future isn't sure. Oh, I'm not afraid of uncertainty, Jed. Of course, I'd like to know what lies ahead of me, but that's one of the impossible. And I won't ask for that."
"Child, the future is a fearful thing to some. And there should be no fear of the future for those who are young. For youth is a salve that can heal all wounds. And if you're young, there's not one mistake you do not have time to rectify or one heartache you do not have time to outgrow."
"Guess that's why I'm full of hopes and wishes. That's why I'm strengthening my faith as much as I can. With thought after thought that things will work out for Barry and me.
Building a dam of hope against a flood of futility. Are you? Well, I hope it holds."
"It has to, Jed. Darling, Barry want me to be this way about it. I know that he hasn't given up hope, or certainly he wouldn't be out searching."
"What's he looking for?"
"Someone to tell him it's all right. Someone to tell him he's all right, that he can marry me."
"And he was the lad we thought so weak. A spoiled rich man's son who would never amount to anything. You fell in love with a man, didn't you?"
"I fell in love with the finest man I've ever met. Of course, he has a host of faults, but I think it was his faults which made him what he was. Jed, I'll never know anyone so grand again, or have a love so great for anyone."
Wait, child. You're on the edge of tears, and that's no place for anyone with faith and hope to be. Or are the faith and hope that you profess to have not as strong and real as you say?"
"I don't know."
"Well, let me tell you then."
"Can you?"
"I think I can. At least I'll try to tell you. They're strong, child, and real. Because you're strong, mentally and spiritually strong. Now, don't ever doubt it. And know this, that a person's hope and faith is as strong as that person's spirit, as steadfast as that person's integrity and strength of character. You must keep faith with your faith, because your faith is good. And you must be true to your hopes, because your hopes are strong.
You think I'm slipping, don't you? You see a falseness to all this bravery I seem to show. Well, I'm not going to slip, Jed. And there's nothing false about the way I feel.
I'm not talking about that now, child. I'm talking about that vague tomorrow we always refer to when we speak of the future.
I'm not one bit afraid of the future, Jed. I know it may not bring me anything I want or one small fraction of the things I lost when I lost Barry, but I'm not afraid. I'll take what comes. Well, we all have to do that, don't we?
Yes, in a way we do. But there are some who look back as they live life and remember what they almost had and almost were and, except for a stroke of ill fortune, could have been.
I don't intend to look back. Only to look ahead.
Lot, in the Bible, was warned that he must not look back. But if you remember, the temptation was too great. He had to turn his head.
I won't turn mine when this is over and out of my system. At least if it must be over and there's no hope. I will go on and won't look back. I promise.
No, don't promise me, child. Promise yourself. You're the one who will suffer when you look back on your memories. And I must warn you, those memories will always be there. Attractive to look back on, too. You must find something in the future to look ahead to keep your eyes on. Or you'll look back on your memories and dream with Barry Carlton and suffer.
Hello, may I come in?
Oh, hello, Grace.
Yes, Mother, come on in.
Oh, you're feeling a lot better today, aren't you, dear?
Mm-hmm, a great deal.
I'm glad.
Well, no, I feel better today, too. Aren't you glad about that?
Jed, you feel so much better every day. In a month or two, you'll be a Superman.
Oh, maybe Jed's been taking some of his own advice or talking to himself. Yep, Jed's always saying things to make people feel better.
Well, if talk could cure people, I think I'd be a great doctor. But seriously, the talk isn't worth much, child, unless it has a meaning to the person who listens.
Darling, everything you said has a great deal of meaning to me.
Well, what were you talking about? Or shouldn't I ask?
About my future.
Oh.
I think the child's got hold of herself, Grace. I think she's going to be all right.
Oh, darling, you have to be. I know how you feel and how you've tried. Oh, it's Julie calling from the yard.
Yes, Julie?
Will somebody come out and play with me? I'm tired of playing by my own self.
Go ahead, Penny. It'll be good for you.
I think it might, Jed.
Will somebody come out and play with me, huh?
All right, Julie. I'll be right out.
Oh, goody.
Excuse me, Mother. Who, Jed?
Why, sure. Go ahead.
I think you're awfully sweet to spend so much time with her, darling.
Oh, I'm flattered that she wants me to come out and play. If you want me for anything, you know I am.
Uh-huh.
Jed.
Yes?
Jed, will she be able to stand it much longer?
Stand what, Grace?
Well, this awful thing that's happened to her. You know what I mean.
Yes, yes, I do. But I didn't think you had any fears about it.
Well, you do, don't you?
I see all the danger signals.
What?
The tenseness, the refusal to give up. She has nothing but hope and faith. And how long can you go on that?
Well, what's going to happen when the hope and faith are gone?
I don't know.
Will they go?
Well, maybe not. That's where my hope lies.
Oh, Jed, she's suffering terribly, isn't she?
The hurt in her heart is so great, I wouldn't doubt but that she has physical pain. I can see it in her face. Her eyes have lost their luster. The smile is there, but it isn't the same.
Oh, Jed, it's just as if she were dying inside.
It is. And there's no medicine to cure the ailment either. Nothing to dull the pain but the anesthesia of forgetfulness.
Oh, will she forget, though? How can she? Her whole life was wrapped up in Barry Carlton. Her whole future was her hopes and dreams and plans with him.
I know, and now they're gone. And the stark tragedy of it all is that they'll never come back. I don't see how any doctor can say it's safe for them to marry. The sort of thing that killed Barry's father and grandfather will bring him to the same slow, lingering, and unpleasant end. I don't blame him for not wanting to subject Penny to such a thing. I couldn't subject the girl I love to anything of that nature.
Then she's wrong to hope.
She's wrong to hope, and she's right to hope.
Oh.
Hope and faith are her only salvation. Without hope, she won't be able to go on. what does it matter if her hopes are in vain?
But it seems so tragic to hope when there is no hope. Jed, do you think she knows there's no hope?
Look at her out there in the yard and answer that for yourself.
Oh, she and Julie get along beautifully, don't they?
To look at them together, you'd never know that Penny had a heavy heart or that Julie is lonesome for her mother. They're a great deal alike, these two. Mm-hmm. They can light the dark on happiness.
When you're falling off the bridge to the castle at Penny, now you're swimming around in the water.
Oh, you should have warned me that the bridge was so narrow.
I didn't want to. I wanted to see you fall off the bridge.
Julie, that isn't nice.
But it's only pretending, Aunt Penny. I wouldn't like to see you really fall off a real bridge. That would be bad.
That would be very bad. Oh, okay. Now I'm out of the water and on the bridge again. What do I do to get into the castle?
You knock on the door.
Like this. Knock, knock, knock.
Uh-huh. Then I open the little window in the door and I say, who's there?
And what do I say?
You say, it's the Queen, and I want to see Princess Julie.
It's the Queen, and I want to see Princess Julie. Well, now what happens?
Then I open the door like this. And then you walk in.
Like this, hmm?
Uh-huh. But be careful, Queen, or you'll bump into the wall.
I think you better tell me where things are before we play this game again, Julie.
Well, I don't know, Aunt Penny, until I start to play. Then I make things up as I go along.
Oh, I see. Well, am I in the castle now?
Mm-hmm. But first I have to close the door so the Black Knight won't come and try to steal Princess Julie away.
Aren't you Princess Julie?
Not yet. I will be when we get to her, though.
Oh, right now you're the knight.
Mm-hmm. And you're the queen, and you follow me this way.
Around the tree.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not a tree, Aunt Penny. It's a long stairway that goes around and around and up and up. Because the princess lives in a tower.
Does she like it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought the princesses lived in towers.
Well, this princess lives in a... Aunt Penny! Aunt Penny, what's the matter? Aunt Penny! Aunt Penny, why did you fall down? Why did you... Aunt Grace! Uncle Jed, come out here quick! Something bad has happened to Aunt Penny!
What has happened to Penny Gibbs? Is this collapse the result of an emotional strain? Or is it something worse? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, the Kroger Cut by the ruler gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef by the ruler removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.